Hello, friends. Lee Brown here, and welcome back to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. Today, I've got somebody for you from the town of Flushing, and yes, it exists, and yes, it's in Michigan. Tara Richardson is with us, and frankly, it's the longest intro I've ever done. She's an absolute delight. So dial in, enjoy the conversation, and I'll see you on the other side. You're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. You'll be amazed at all these wild but true situations that others have found themselves in. Because on this show, you'll hear uncensored, unbelievable stories from the world of real estate. I'm Lee Brown. Let's dive right in.
Oh, I'm telling you what. I was having a hissy fit last time.
We're realtors. We know how to pivot and punt. We're good.
Yes, exactly. The computer and I had a talk, so now we're better.
I like your happy wall behind you.
Thank you. Yes.
Is that how you keep your positive attitude in real estate?
It is. It's part of it. Yes. You don't get anywhere in the negative. So positive is always going to be it.
I mean, negative people are not worth having in your space because they will suck the life out.
Exactly. Exactly. So actually, it's funny. My ringtone is the happy ringtone, the Happy Days ringtone. Not Happy Days.
Oh, gotta be the happy. Pharrell song?
Yeah, Pharrell song.
Oh, I was like, Happy Days would be a great one. Monday, Tuesday, happy.
Right. Day. And I don't know if you could find that.
I bet you can. I just was with, who was I with at the CRS event celebration? And she showed me on her phone, she met Fonzie at the airport, Henry Winkler. It was Beth Williamson from Myrtle Beach. And I was like, oh, you met the Fonz? And I said, oh my gosh, now I know how old I am.
See, that's awesome. Well, and you know what that does though? That dates us just a little bit.
A lot, because a young person would say, who is Henry Winkler? Who is the Fonz?
Who's right?
What is Happy Days? What are you people talking about? But hey, that's the point of crazy shit in real estate. And so Tara McNamara, welcome to the show from Michigan.
Thank you. I am super excited to be here. I've listened to quite a few of your podcasts and it's always fun because I can relate. I can't tell you how many times I listen to it and go, yep, I can tell you a story.
Well, I'm proud of you for coming on the show because obviously we bullied you into this because that's what women's council people do. Leaders made here. The task is the ask. And basically you drink wine with the wrong people and you wind up on podcasts. So tell my viewers where exactly you're located, how long you've been in real estate. Give them a little bit of background on Tara, besides the fact that you and I met at a women's council event in my favorite town, almost
Frankenmuth,
yes, but in my top three in the U.S., definitely Frankenmuth, Michigan. If you've never been there, look up Bronner's and you'll know why I love it. And so, Tara, tell us about you.
Gotta go. Okay, so I am working out of, I live in Flushing, Michigan, so I work all the way around Flushing, Michigan. A lot of people know Flint. I work all the way around Flint, basically a circumference of 100 miles or so, go all the way around. And so I've been in real estate about 10 years. Love it. It's awesome. But to tell my story, I got to go back just a little bit because I have an interesting, I've been blessed to be able to travel a lot around the United States and around Europe and so forth. And so my perspective of the United States, maybe I appreciate it so much because yes. So back, I got to go back just a little bit. When I was in high school, I was an exchange student in Belgium and I took French thinking that I'm going to get into the French part of Belgium. I'll polish up my French. I'll be really good. No, I got into the Dutch portion of French, of Belgium. And I tell you what, I didn't know a word that they were saying. I had no clue, knew a little bit of French. So we worked on that a little bit, but you get to know how to communicate with people sometimes without words.
Before you get the rest of the story, I'd love to share a quick message from today's sponsor. This episode is sponsored by Follow Up Boss, one of the leading CRMs, client relationship managers for residential real estate. Tons of top producing agents and some of the fastest growing teams out there are using Follow Up Boss to increase lead conversion, eliminate busy work that you're not doing anyway, and frankly, deliver a higher class experience in real estate to everybody who chooses you as their realtor of choice. So if you're going to keep listening to this, which I know you will, there's more information and a personal review of Follow Up Boss. For more information, go to followupboss.com/crazy.
Eating, drinking, and just, I got to relate to people that way. So I lived there for the whole summer, 3 months, had a great family, lived with the family. They took me all around Belgium, showed me all kinds of things. And really, you get a different perspective of the United States when you live abroad. It's right. just, it's so different. So then I came back. When I went to college, I had the travel bug. So I picked a college, Kalamazoo College in Michigan. And it is, you know, small, private liberal arts college. And it was awesome because I also did internships. So my sophomore year, I lived in Florida, lived in my mom and dad's camper in Florida, was able to work at a TV station as an assistant, 3 months or 12 weeks. And then came back junior year, I lived in London for 9 months as that was their foreign study program. I actually was studying theater, but you're living in London. And that was when Reagan bombed Libya and there was a lot of turmoil and you get a different perspective of what people think of the United States. And so that was a little bit eye-opening to me. I work in the United States. We don't think about that kind of stuff.
Right. You only hear one side of it.
You only hear one side. And it was kind of, what are you guys doing in somebody else's country? What's going on? And so it was really interesting. It was an education. Then basically I came home. I ended up doing another internship. I was an assistant to the casting coach at Universal Studios. It was just one of those cool jobs that we traveled all around and people were trying to get jobs at Universal Studios, one of the different acting portions. And so that was really interesting. Literally the casting, the people come up and 10, 12 people put them on the stage and say, okay, tell me your name and what you had for breakfast. And they would say that. And then they would go, okay, number 2, 3, and 4, you can stay the rest. Goodbye. What? And that was it, right? They had to have a certain look. They couldn't have tattoos. There was a certain look that they were looking for. And that was how they figured out who they're going to get. So again, that was an education. Graduated from college. And that was in the 90s. Couldn't find a job. So I went to my local jewelry store. Ended up getting a job at the local jewelry store, right? Ended up took their classes and became a diamondologist and a gemologist, certified, right? Just fun stuff. Anytime I get a chance for education, I'm grabbing it, right? So I was bored after a couple of months. My mom, I was telling my mom, I'm bored. I got to do something else. She found an ad in the newspaper for jobs on cruise ships. And I'm like, well, that sounds cool. Wow. So put like 45 resumes together, sent them all out, had all the information. Actually, I had to send away for a book that told me where to send all the information, right?
I thought about mailing resumes out. I remember doing that now. Yep. Holy crap.
Mailed all the resumes out, ended up getting a job on Royal Caribbean, a ship called the Sovereign of the Seas. I'd never been on a ship before, never really traveled much at all. And I was like, okay, I'm going. Sounds cool. Let's go. So I went down and I remember the first day on the ship because I ended up being a shoppie. I worked in the jewelry store. And also the rest of the shops that were there.
Well, and, you are a certified gemologist. And so obviously.
Right. Right. And so anyway, it was an interesting job. But I tell you what, again, another perspective, people working on the ship from the Philippines, Manila, different places where you would have a man working on the ship. They actually had contracts that were 9 to 18 months long. Mm-hmm. So they lived on the ship for 18 months and they sent all their money back to the family and they would be supporting 10, 15 people. Right. And that was kind of eye-opening too. So you talk to those people and you learn diversity and, you know, everybody's different. Everybody has a different story. And I'm fascinated by people's stories and where they come from in the backgrounds. And so anyway, I ended up staying only 3 months. I had a 9-month contract. I stayed 3 months because a lot of reasons, but there's not a lot to do on a cruise ship. There's drinking and drinking. And sometimes that's not a good idea. So I decided after 3 months, I'm good. I need to go home. Got off the cruise ship and I was probably 22 at the time. In order to rent a car, you have to be 25.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. So I'm in Michigan, right? I get off the cruise ship in Miami and I thought I was going to rent a car. I didn't know the difference. I'd rent a car and drive home. No, that didn't work. And so I called my parents and I said, I'm stuck in Miami. And they said, well, good luck. Find a way home. So I flabbergasted. And when I got off the cruise ship, they said, well, since you broke your contract, we're not paying you for the last 2 weeks.
Oh.
So I had about $150. Luckily, I was able to call some friends in Orlando, took the bus from Miami to Orlando, took all day long. By the time I got there, I had to look in the newspapers for a flight to get back home. And it took me probably a week and a half to find a cheap enough flight to get back to Michigan. And luckily, my friends took me in, and it was one of those where figure out how to do it. So long story short, get home. I ended up going back to the jewelry store, got a job after that in outside sales. So I was traveling three states, Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio, selling jewelry to small jewelry stores all around the three states, Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio. What I wouldn't have given for a phone.
Okay. So I told y'all that I would do a review of Follow Up Boss, you know, because I'm your friend in real estate. And I did. Now, you know, there's a Blue Million CRM out there. I mean, if you go to any Facebook group, every realtor's like, which one should I use? Which one should I use? And you know that these CRM, which are client relationship managers or customer relationship manager, whatever you want to call it, it's truly a system that's just designed to help you know what to do next because you're very busy and you're a multitasker in real estate. With all those different tasks and balls up in the air, you need something to help you stay on track. And that's what Follow Up Boss does. Now, when you save a name and a phone number in there, that is basically a Rolodex. Follow Up Boss is going to take the names and phone numbers and also help you know what to do next. So you can maintain these relationships with your neighbors because that's what this is about. Real estate is not about serving just prospects and clients. It's about taking great care of your neighbors' needs in real estate. And if you'll use a tool like Follow Up Boss, where they remember you, oh, they might even call you when they're ready to buy or sell again, or when their mom and daddy do, or their best friend or their kid, and you want to be top of mind, that's what a product like Follow Up Boss will do for you. Truly, it's going to change your business when you start paying better attention to people. They don't have to know you use Follow Up Boss, but they'll totally understand that they are being heard by you. So now there's a free trial for my people because you're loved. Go to followupboss.com/crazy. No credit card is required. And frankly, because you're my people and we made an ask for you, Follow Up Boss said, yes, you get double the free trial. That's actually enough time to log in, put some pieces in it, and watch it change your business as it has for so many realtors and teams nationwide. Again, go to followupboss.com/crazy to start your free trial today.
A Google phone with our Google Maps now, because I had the big maps at the time, right? Got to figure out where to get. And so I went from there to pharmaceutical sales. And once I had a family, after my daughter was born, the pharmaceutical company said, hey, guess what? Your territory is now in Ohio. When you move it. And so anyway, I ended up staying home. That didn't work out. I wasn't going to move. And my baby, my daughter was 2 weeks old. And so I ended up being a stay-at-home mom for 9 years. And tell you what, best thing I could have done, you can't get that time back from your kids.
Right.
So I had three kids now after that. And anyway, I got to real estate through, I got bored talking to kids all day long. Sometimes you need to talk to an adult. And I found a program, something online, again, where you could buy and sell land and make some money. Well, I started doing that. It got the bug. I ended up getting my realtor's license. And 10 years later, here I am. Best job I ever had.
That's officially the longest introduction.
I know. Sorry.
On the podcast, but holy smokes, what a life. And all of those pieces totally add up to making you a great realtor because you learn how to manage when you're on a shoestring and you learn how to mix and mingle with people who aren't like you and you learn how to take risks and learn how to sell. It all starts adding up and maybe we could solve the problems of the world if everybody in the world just got on a cruise ship together and had to live together because that's such a much better way to look at diversity and inclusion than one of this and one of this and one of this. It's just let's all get in the same room and figure it out.
So is. I was lucky when I was in, when I was working for the pharmaceutical company, I spent some time in China. And I tell you what, again, that's another eye-opener where you see people with these rickshaws, literally big, they're driving a bike with a rickshaw of wood or something on the back, and they're talking on a cell phone. But it was so expensive.
You get used to things and you do hard things sometimes because it's the only way you know.
Yeah.
And we're completely spoiled in this country because people haven't been expected to do hard things, which maybe that's why an inflationary era and economic crisis panics a lot of people. I've always worked. Well, not always, but well, I guess I am now. Work two, work three, work four jobs. I don't care. I love to work. I love being productive.
Sure.
I figure things out. Realtors figure things out. So now, Tara, in 10 years, of course, you know the show is Crazy Shit in Real Estate, which means in 10 years, plus with all your background, because I bet some of your past life people have reappeared to do real estate with you. I'm dying to know what kind of a story you have. And I bet my listeners and viewers can't wait to hear either.
Oh, I have all kinds of fun stories, but I'll tell you just two quick ones. And they're mostly showing stories while we're out showing houses. So I was in a house and going through the house, went to the bathroom, not to use it, but to look through the bathroom. And they had this funny little thing, this little tube like this on the bathroom. Well, I realized it was a bidet for, it was kind of a homemade bidet. Well, my buyer was like, well, how does that work? So of course the bathroom, the toilet was in just a little cubby, right? And so, well, how does that work? Well, let's find out. So I turned the knob just a little bit. Shoosh! I mean, it hit the walls, it hit the ceiling, it everywhere. And oh my gosh, I was so embarrassed. I mean, we had the giggles, but so embarrassed. And I had to grab the towels and wipe off the ceiling and the walls. And one of those
but
things.
How many bidets do you have in Flushing, Michigan? I mean, are they super rare?
You got it. Yeah. I mean, you got to test it out and see if it works and see what it's like. So,
I mean, we don't have many in Charlotte, and we're a fairly cosmopolitan city, but you don't see very many bidets until you're in super duper custom luxury, because it's not typically an American fixture.
No, it's not at all. And so that was one thing. Another quick story, showing a house, and this little lady had a little dog with her. We call the dog Daisy, and it was a little slippery outside. And we went out to the deck to look at the house, look at the outside of the house. They had a little pond outside, and it was very well landscaped. And she's holding her little dog, and just the cutest little thing. And she goes out and slips on the ice. You know where this is going. Slips on the ice. The dog goes flying, and he lands right in the pond, literally in the middle of the pond. And I go running, and grab into the pond, get the dog out, and he's all wet and just the shivering because it's cold. So we went inside, and I ended up taking some towels from the house and drying the dog off and so forth. I had to leave a little note for the agent and for the sellers to let
them
know.
I'll bring them back.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, but we had to use your towels because the little dog, he fell in the pond.
Man, you can't prep anybody for that. Did you have to go out into the pond to get the dog, or did the dog swim back to you?
Yeah, I did. He was swimming, but I didn't want him. I kind of dove in at the same time. I mean, just down to like the knees, kind of get a little wet. We'll do what it takes.
The whole time is the woman laying there on the deck on her backside, and you're out there getting the dog. So
yeah.
are we now going to realize that you take the dog's safety more seriously than you?
I know, right? I go after the dog instead of helping the lady.
But he was tiny and defenseless, and she can look after herself, right?
Well, I figured I'd get him first, and then I'll go for her, right? No,
and
she
actually, somebody who's bringing a dog on a showing, the dog is probably more important to her than her own health, if we're really transparent about it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, Tara, I'm so glad you came on the show, and thank you for a really killer backstory to your real estate career, and also a little laugh at the expense of a bidet, because we should all laugh at a bidet and we should always rescue dogs. If you enjoyed this episode and have your own story to tell, make sure you hit me up on social media. But you know, in the meantime, we need your 5 stars, a really wonderful review, and go have yourself a great day so I can see you next time. Okay, now don't forget to go try Follow Up Boss so that your business can continue to expand in professionalism, and then you can meet some more crazy people yourself. I really appreciate Follow Up Boss sponsoring this episode, but mainly I appreciate them for giving y'all double the free trial time with no credit card required. So make sure you go to followupboss.com/crazy and then let me know what you think. I'll see you guys next time. As always, I'm so super thrilled that you joined in for more crazy shit. And if you're a realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular human being who happens to have an unbelievable story that you need to tell the world about, or frankly, you just need to one of the story you just heard, then make sure to DM me on Instagram at Lee Thomas Brown, or tweet me at Lee Brown, or frankly, any social network where you hang out. I'm there. And if you had some fun, then you totally want to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes.